Hey, this is Jason McCoy, and you're listening to Music's Journey with my good friend Kim Sear.
I am your host, Kim Sear, and you just heard a snippet of one of the new singles called Giver off the brand new EP, Back At It, by Juno Award-winning country rock trio, The Roadhammers. We're going to play that in just a little bit. Back At It is a fitting title for this new EP, as The Roadhammers had taken a bit of a break before releasing some new music this year, and they are back in a big way. The new EP is classic hammers with some new twists, packed with some surprise guest features. I am joined here by lead singer Jason McCoy, so let's get behind the new music, the lyrics, and the artists here on Music's Journey. Welcome back to the show, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Just literally got off plane from Calgary, so we're out there rocking the folks, having a good time. But it's good to be back home.
Oh, it's got to be good to be playing live again.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when you're doing, you know, anybody records music, I mean, one of the things you think of is how it's going to be to play live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get, well, you mentioned the song Giver. I mean, that's part of that classic Hammers thing. It's just a real kind of punch, you know. It's real. It's got that feeling of, you know, wanting to drive fast and turn it up. And that's exactly what we do. So we like to play loud and Giver just fits right in the set perfect.
That's the one that you wrote with Tim Hicks, right?
Yeah, actually I wrote it with Tim, gosh, a few years ago now, like maybe 6 years ago or something. But, and it was one of those songs where like it happened so fast. You're like, we're never going to cut that. It's just kind of a fun little song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of always had it on the hard drive. And every time we go to make a record, I kind of throw in the mix that, you know, it wasn't too serious. But when the record label heard it, they're like, we got to cut this. Not only that, but it's got to be a single. It was doing really well. We're really, really pumped about that.
Oh, gosh. I'm telling you, there's so many good songs on this 6-track EP. And they've got some different stuff on there, too. But, man, it just brings me back to the classic Roadhammers. Just the music that we've just all grown to know and love so much. It's such a good job on this one.
Right on. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You just came off a fantastic job co-hosting and performing on Sunday for the CMA Ontario Awards.
Yeah, with Beb Mahood. And I mean, it was neat because every year you get to see what, you know, all the young artists from Ontario are doing, right? So Aaron Allen picking up the Male Vocalist of the Year award and kind of a bit of an upset there. It's a bit of a surprise, I think, which is kind of always good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Megan Patrick doing well, and yeah, it was really great. So it's always fun doing that. I love being part of the CMAOs because, you know, I've always been very proud of being from Ontario, and all these quote-unquote cowboys always, you know, rubbing it in my nose, you know, from years ago that, you know, all the country music's out west. It's like, yeah, I don't know about that.
No, they're not.
What we got here.
Well, you headlined also the New Faces showcase and concert in Jerseyville, too, in Ontario.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, we were loud, but that's what we do.
Well, that's what we count on, right? Because your live performance is like a staple here in Canada. So if we don't get to see you guys in the summertime, it's just not the same thing.
That's right. Yeah, we're your summer party band.
That's right. Now, what a great night for the finale. Talk to us about We Are Family song and that performance.
Oh, yeah. So Susan McLuckart was there, and she performed two songs. We joined her on the last one, OZM, which was really cool because she had a drum circle there, and, you know, they kind of dovetailed from one song into the other. And that's a song that I, you know, I've been hearing for years and big fan of it when it came out. And it really speaks to all the concerns that are going on right now in Canada. I mean, there's a lot of divisive topics.
Mm-hmm.
Top to bottom and coast to coast. And right now with the snap election, I mean, we're seeing quite a dichotomy in the left and the right of the society of Canada at the moment. And like I said, a lot of divisive issues and a lot of heavy issues to deal with too. And that's a part of those truth and reconciliation concerns. And I just think the song really spoke to everybody, as it has for many years on radio, but I think it spoke to a lot of people live in a mm-hmm. way that maybe just others didn't.
Well, I think it really gave a statement, so I was really happy to see that because you guys killed it that night. But yeah, I was really happy to see that.
Right on.
Now, you've always been such a huge supporter of many different causes. We can't help but make sure that we're mentioning today that you guys are applauding and celebrating over the 400,000 Canadian men and women that keep our country's freight in motion. So tell us about the National Truck Week.
Yeah, well, Truck Week, yeah, for sure, here in Canada. That's just Canada. But that's kind of how the hammer started, you know. I just wanted to do like a one-off record, just kind of a tribute to all the old trucker albums I used to listen to as a kid, and you know, the 6 days on the road and all the Red Sovine stuff, all those songs. But we started off, we were playing all these different truck shows. I mean, we played Mid-America Truck Show in St. Louis. We played the Great American Truck Show in Dallas. We, you know, all over the place, we kind of became, you know, the trucker band. But it wasn't just about that. It was about recognizing that whether you drove, you know, an 18-wheeler down the road, or whether you're delivering packages for Amazon, I mean, or the mail, I mean, mm-hmm. you're a road hammer. It's all about the people in the commercial driving industry as a whole who make the world go round. Because without them, it just wouldn't happen.
I always admire everything that you guys do, because you've always had your pulse on everything that's going on in the country, and we really appreciate all that you do.
Well, thank you.
Now, talk about your amazing brotherhood with your bandmates, for Clayton Bellamy and Chris Byrne. You guys have been doing this for such a long time together. What makes it so successful for you guys, you know, when it comes to that friendship and the respect for one another, just your solo careers, all of it, in staying together as the Road Hammers?
I would say a big part of it is the fact that we don't incessantly tour and, you know, put out a record every 9 months kind of thing. I think we take our time creating an EP that we'd want to hear, that we'd want to buy, and making sure that it's comfortable, that it fits, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you're not on top of each other all the time, and you give each other room to breathe, to do your own thing, and then you come together. Some of the band is greater than the parts, right? And you got to let each of the parts get strong in their own way to come back together to make the sum that much stronger. And I think over time, I think that's what any band has done, you know, that lasts. You know, if we don't have the right stuff, we don't make an EP. Like, you know, every EP could be your last one, right? Mm-hmm. But we're just going along trying to find the right tunes in the right time.
Well, this one certainly did it. You guys hit the scene with The Boys Are Back At It, and that was the opening for this new EP. I absolutely love this one.
What a fun tune, but it really says exactly everything that we're all feeling. We all want to get back out to doing what we want to do, and that's us getting together. We're social people, social creatures. We got to get out.
This is the brand new single that led this whole EP this year, and that is called The Boys Are Back At It, the brilliant summer song that we all love here on Music's Journey.
Might lay low for a while, might let the dust settle down till the coast is clear. But even lone wolves and stray dogs can't stay gone for too long, and you damn sure gonna know it when we come around here. We ride steel horses, rolling with the outlaw crowd. Drink all the whiskey, smoke all the smoke like a long-haired band. We find a little small town, turn it up and throw down. So much for kicking old habits. Look out, y'all, the boys are back. And the moon shines, horses, roll in with the outlaw crowd. Drink all the whiskey, smoke all the smoke, like a long-haired band of desperados. We find a little small town, turn it up and throw down. So much for kicking old habits. Look out, y'all, the boys are back at it.
That was The Boys Are Back At It by the Canadian country royalty, the Roadhammers. Man, what a song. What a great lead royalty. Off to
wow,
this one.
I need a scepter and a goblet. This is great.
I absolutely love you guys. Can you tell? Just a little bit.
Because you don't really know us. Everybody likes us.
Yeah, we know you. You guys have just done such an amazing job just kicking this one off. And I think everybody was just ready for that classic hammer, that kind of vibe that this song brought. If you're putting out music that you believe in and music yeah, and that is you and authentic, it works every time.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of music that captures that heartbeat actually transcends traditional radio, you know, and then radio begins to play it, right? So mm-hmm. you got guys like Chris Stapleton, who, you know, he wrote a lot of hits for other people. But when he, you know, comes out with Tennessee Whiskey, it's kind of the opposite and kind of an unlikely radio hit, right? It's so slow and, you know what I mean? Like, it's not what you would think would come after a Florida Georgia Line song.
Mm-hmm.
But, so huge radio of all ilk played it. So it's true. When you really hit that comfortable spot of what's great, not just good, mm-hmm. then everybody loves it. Yeah, music's like poems in 3D or something. It's pretty cool.
Really cool.
Poems that go up and down.
That's right. That's right. Now, you did a very unique song with Megan Patrick for Hillbilly Disco. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Hillbilly Disco. So we started this on the Bands on the Run tour with Jeff Copeland of Blackjack Billy. And I forget what year that was, 16, 15, something like that. It's quite a while ago. And we had a cool demo of it. It was kind of a guilty pleasure on the hard drive, just kind of every once in a while, just jamming it and loving it. And I mean, we never thought we'd do a disco song, right? but we decided, like we always say, we take the music seriously. We don't take ourselves too seriously. And that's exactly what we did with this. We decided just to record it and have some fun. Megan was a perfect fit because she's kind of Roadhammers, mm-hmm. you know, on the female side. But she sings so good, and she's such a great artist. So it was fun. So she guested on it. We actually just shot a video for this out in Alberta. And there's a pretty cool part of the video. Everybody, it's like, I don't gotta get too riled up too much about stuff. But there's one spot in there where we do a very specific, very cool, very obvious nod to one of our favorite bands. So,
you'll
see it. Yeah.
When's that coming out?
Hopefully within a month or two. Yeah. So there's a few. We shot a few videos that day. We shot one for Hillbilly Disco, Down, 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 and Stay Wild, all in one day.
Oh, wow. That's a busy day.
Yeah,
busy day. Now, you're talking about Stay Wild. That's the one that you did with Tim Hicks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we wrote it with Tim, and he sang harmonies on it. So, you know, the song is just about, you know, no matter what age you get to, no matter what happens in life, just never lose that wild spark in your eye, that sense of adventure, you know. Don't settle for, you know, the ordinary. And I mean, if you can, I mean, that's easy to say, but I mean, we all at least want to strive for it a little bit, right?
Young love hot as gasoline, red Mustang 17, radio loud, rock and roll, I'm on fire down Thunder Road. of innocence. Lord, I get that feeling back when I see a Mustang drive on past.
That was the Roadhammers featuring Tim Hicks called Stay Wild here on Music's Journey.
The song is really cool. It's almost like a Bob Seger, like a Heartland kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That, you know, a kind of vibe, you know. But so it's pretty cool. Love the song. Love the track. Jeff Copeland produced it. It's just fantastic.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, there's so much on this 6-track EP that's just amazing. And those are just two right there. Tim also co-wrote with you on what was your second single off the EP, and that's called Giver, which we were giving a snippet of at the beginning of the show. Tell us about that song.
Well, actually, I was just in Nashville, and we were writing with a guy named Pavel, who's kind of like a track guy, and he's I think he's from one of the Baltic states, like Estonia or something like that, or what he's, you know, he's, they might even be Russian, I'm not sure, but there's a bit of language barrier here and there, you know, but he's such a brilliant producer, and just he's got the melodies and all stuff. Anyway, Tim and I got in there, and we were just had coffee, and we were talking like, oh, too bad it's not a Timmy's. And this guy's like, what's a Timmy's, you know? And we're talking about this, and we're talking about, let's do this. And I think one of us just said, yeah, man, Giver. You know, and he's like, well, what do you mean, what's this Giver? You know, it's like a Canadian saying. And then I said, just put a beat up. Let's write a song, you know, just a crazy, silly song called Giver. And we just talked about everything that's Canadian in the song, and it just worked.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, did it ever. It must be so cool to play these songs live.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal, eh? Because I remember sitting back, and I like, as I'm playing it live, like just last night in Calgary, we got a packed house, it's rocking and rolling, and I remember writing the song and thinking, this is the silliest thing ever. Nobody's going to like this. And so sometimes the songs you don't pay a lot of attention to that just jump above and beyond.
It's that release that everybody needed this year, and it just describes everything everybody's going through right now. It's just having a good time and just remembering to celebrate life. And you know what, it's exactly what the song says, right?
Yeah, Giver.
That's right,
everybody.
Girls gonna rock your world, roll you like a combine ride, and them BC flowers got magic powers.
I love that anthem feel. It never gets old with you guys. It's just so incredible. It's just such a great song. Love this one.
They can teach orangutans to do what we do. Maybe they have. Maybe that's what we are. I don't. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, it's just that perfect song. I'm not ready to let go of summer yet, so and this one is just perfect. Great performance with you guys.
Right on. Thank you.
So tell us about that party feel for the rest of the cuts for this EP, because it's really amazing look at the six songs that you guys have chosen for this.
Hillbilly Disco is exactly that. It's what a barn party is, or, you know, like a, you know, bush party or anything like that. It's like, it's a hillbilly disco, you know. It's we were listening to like moves like Jagger and stuff like that, and we were like, well, we need one of those songs, so we just kind of put up one of the beats and did it, you know. But it's just fun. Like I said, we take the music seriously. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we always say, you know, people bring the party. We're the soundtrack, you know, for their party, and that's what we love to do. But, you know, Stay Wild, a little more serious. It's got that vibe of, you know, reminiscing of being young and trying to keep that fire in your eye. And of course, Boys Are Back At It again, that party anthem, that kind of gang mentality of getting out there and having a good time, of, you know, almost like a band does. It's like our version of On the Road Again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
All My Friends
is great. So that, exactly like it says, like it's all our friends, you know. Like
we got some great friends.
Well, yeah, pretty good. Dan Davidson, Terry Clark, got Gordy Johnson, Big Sugar, Jason Blaine, Aaron Pichette, Corey Marks as well, singing on there.
So, he's another rocker on there too.
Yeah, I mean, kind of a kindred spirit in that rock world, you know, rock country. And yeah, really, really good. I mean, it was fun to do because, you know, it's just a matter of calling up, you know, folks that we know and just saying, hey, you want to, you know, especially during, you know, the time of this pandemic, we had the technology to record in our own home studios. So that makes a lot of sense. And it's just fun. Like, don't overthink it. Just open the mic and sing, and it came out great. But it's not just, you know, All My Friends for us. Like, it's anybody can sing it. We've all got these friends, right? It's like when these certain friends get together, and I've seen you guys at the shows, you know, it gets a little wild and just fun.
As I said, I always know that's a show I cannot miss is your show.
We always have those friends.
Yes, always, always, always. We are going to play All My Friends right here on Music's Journey by platinum-selling country rockers, the Roadhammers.
All my friends, little rough around the edges, kind of wild like West Texas. Trying to get me to come on down to the party. It's Friday night, and we're all about some fun. Neon lights and two for ones till you can't see. So grab a brew and let me introduce you to all my friends. Little rough around the edges, kind of wild like West Texas. Cause when the good times get to rolling, we're gonna ride it like it's stolen, man, we don't care. Now we don't wear no halos, and every cop in town knows all my friends. Little rough around the edges, kinda wild like West Texas. All weekend, we knock the teeth out of this town, kicking up and throwing down. Let it all hang out, your fed right. With all my friends, yeah.
That was All My Friends by the Road Hammers off their new EP, Back At It, a 6-track EP that you're going to love, so you can get Back At It anywhere that you purchase your music, stream it, and add it to all your playlists and socials. Don't forget you can request any of those songs at your local country radio station. What a great party EP to finish off the summer, barbecue season, family, friends, that just those nights that we just don't want to end right now, playing music and keeping the party going. It's Friday night and we're all some fun neon lights and two for me until you can't see. So really cool song. Love the lyrics.
Yeah, well, you know, All My Friends is all, it's all about that. You know, it's everybody's got those nights where you get out with the friends and all of a sudden two for ones turn into a little more than that, and it's like you forgot to go home, you know. And it's like it's 3 a.m. the band's packed up. But yeah, I mean, those lyrics kind of they speak to what we all feel. We all like to get out to, you know, a hot sweaty club if we can and catch that magic moment, you know, in the night. And that's the other thing is, you know, this is the first EP where we've written about something other than wheels. Mm. We've written songs about everything that has wheels, including Zambonis.
But yes, we did.
Yeah, we have our first boat song, and that's Down, 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 which is great because it's, you know, at least we get to do a video with some water in it.
Well, and you got your brand new boat.
That's right. We got the boat. Perfect. With the family last year, and actually it's been great. And my kids are like, this is the best thing we've ever done. It's new to us, you know, but it's good because it gets us out in the water. You shut your phone off and you get to be a family again.
Unplug. Yep. Here is Down, Down, Down by Juno Award winners, The Road Hammers, here on Music's Journey.
While I hear a boombox bouncing up the boondocks, soak a little sunshine, watch the mercury climb. Long neck weekend, jumping off the deep end. A little unwind, ain't no better time, time, time. Got the beer in the cooler, boat in the water, sun in the summer, don't get no hotter than watching that 26 fireball whiskey going. Bacardi, sway into some Marley, and she keeps stirring it up. I just crack another can, man, oh man. Woo! Got the beer in the cooler, boat in the water, sun in the summer, don't get no hotter than watching that 26 fireball whiskey going. Climb, climb, climb. Got the beer in the cooler, boat in the water, sun in the summer, don't get no hotter than watching that 26 fireball whiskey going. Boys just a chillin', girls looking pretty, dogs barber grilling, singing nitty gritty. Got a thumbs up, fill your cup, bottoms up, party going. Down, 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 down.
was Down, Down, Down by the Roadhammers here on Music's Journey. Where can fans get all the latest news, music, and live shows, and especially that video coming up, your tour information?
Oh, anywhere on social media. We're always on there, at the Roadhammers on Instagram and Facebook, and of course, theroadhammers.com. But yeah, we just, and we love to hear from fans. We love to get the direct messages and all that. So please make sure that you message us. But we love to hear where you're at, what you're doing, what you're up to, what you're listening to. It's great.
I'm just going to say, when it comes to the CCMAs, just, you know, anything coming up with all of your friends? Just putting it out there.
I know, but we want to actually, we haven't filmed a video for that yet. So we wanted, we thought all of our friends are probably going to be at the CCMAs. So we should probably do it then. We got a few cool ideas. Plus, maybe a performance. I don't know. I think we should.
I thought I'd throw it out there.
So. I'm with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. You take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Jason McCoy of the Juno Award-winning country rockers, The Roadhammers. You can catch all of my interviews at musicsjourney.com. And the interesting articles with the latest music and videos about all the artists I interview at nowandthenmagazine.com. You can also listen to all the podcasts on all of the streaming platforms under Music's Journey Podcast. I have some great shows coming up for you with Devin Cooper, the NBC's The Voice. Ricky Duren's going to be here for a very special show when it comes to Suicide Prevention Month, so you don't want to miss that one. We've got JoJo Mason, Western Swing Authority, New Moon Junction, Tyler Shaw, NBC's The Voice. Winner Todd Tillman is going to be here as well. We've got award-winning producer Jeff Dizell, rock band Bad Wolves, and so many more. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey. Have yourselves a wonderful evening.